Okay.
Can I sign in?
Yeah, you can sign in. I got it all set up for you. There's the chat. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the ElectricMusic.com pregame show. Let me turn down Edison Rex. Carol is here. Sunshine is here with me.
Woo!
And we are doing a pregame recording prior to the show for 10 minutes. And this will be the introduction to our recordings of the show. Why? Because I got tired of opening it up in Audacity. And
what?
I used to open it up in a program the whole show and delete the first 10 minutes. But it
What's
was a
Audacity
hassle.
Got to do with
Audacity
it?
Is a program. See this one right
oh,
here?
Oh, yeah. With a little
headphones.
Audacity.
That's Audacity.
Cool.
It lets me record voice and edit audio and do all kinds of special effects and neat things.
Does everyone know about that program?
They should. Oh. It's a free program. All you have to do is type in, go to Google and type in Audacity with a capital A. And you get it.
You sound like a disc jockey.
I am a disc jockey. I am the total disc jockey.
You are the man.
I'm the man, and you're the woman. Well, you're not this man's woman.
No, but I am a woman.
Yep. So Carol is now logging in, changing her colors, and saying hi to the guys. She's going to flirt with them.
And the girls.
Yeah, I wish there were girls. We don't have a lot of girls.
I don't flirt with girls either.
I know. I know. You got your rose-colored sunglasses on?
I do.
Carol, by the way, allowed me to paint her leg the other day.
Oh, I'm looking like a tree of mistletoe.
I painted some vines and leaves, and I didn't know how to make the flowers. The flowers didn't turn out too good, but then I realized flowers grow on stalks.
Well, your flowers look more like pink bubbles.
I know. They weren't very good flowers, so I got to work on my flowers.
You got to work on more than your flowers, baby.
Well, I'm making progress, and I'm having fun, so what can we say? All right, let me say in the chat room, let's say something like, hey, ready for test. Shane, can you tune me in? Or Jan? And I gave Carol a taco. And she's got taco on her lips. Oh, shut up.
Taco lips.
Taco lips.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Yo quiero Taco Bell. I have a Taco Bell dog, a little stuffed dog. You put batteries in the bottom of the dog, and the dog says, yo, kid, on Taco Bell. Oh, you know what? We forgot to put our headphones on. Hello, test 1, 2, 3, test 1, 2, 3. Okay, I can hear myself. And I was thinking about playing with something, Sunshine. We can leave the music on.
I love that music.
Don't you?
That's transporting beautiful music.
This is Paul's new expression. Paul has gone into overdrive with his music. He's really doing some special stuff right now.
I think I'm in love with Paul. Will his wife mind?
Yeah, his wife won't mind.
No, she won't mind because I'm too far away.
He's in England.
Yeah, too far away.
Too far away.
I can love him from afar.
Yes, you can. Paul, good news. We have a new lover for you. Beautiful. Don't let your wife get jealous. It's long distance. Yeah, Blue Hal is listening to my channel, and here's Paul on my channel. I'm going to try a little experiment. We're going to play... We've got iTunes playing iTunes Radio, electromusic.com radio on iTunes, and I'm playing it through the speakers, and the microphone is picking it up and retransmitting it, which will be interesting, or not. We might turn it off later. So this is the pregame show, and Carol is here with her gigantic car and not her dog. Ginger is staying home because my apartment place does not allow dogs.
Nobody loves Ginger. My daughter won't let me bring her to her
house. I love Ginger.
I love Ginger.
Ginger is sweet. Ginger sleeps with you. She cuddles. She puts her head on your chest.
I know. Ginger loves me, but nobody else. She loves you.
She loves me.
You don't see her much anymore.
We're going to walk. We're going to go to the dog park and walk.
Yeah, I think we're going to be walking a lot more than I thought.
Oh, really? You don't want another taco, baby? Am I going to get to paint your arm tonight?
Hopefully, why not?
Oh, good. Paint your arm and work on my flowers. Did you have to scrub it off?
I had to shave it off.
You shaved it off? And did it work good?
Well, it was all over my sheets.
It was all over. You went to bed with your...
Yeah, I forgot. I got tired and forgot. So I had paint all in my sheets.
Well, it's washable paint.
Yeah, well, it runs off your leg in the shower.
Oh,
but not all of it.
Yeah, not all
of
it.
So then you gotta scrub it. That didn't work, so I had to shave it.
I gotta work on my paints. You know what I saw online when I was looking for paints? Edible paints.
That's what you need.
And edible thing, you know, love kits and stuff. It's intended for sex, but you can use it for any purpose you want.
Isn't this a G-rated show?
No. This is, well, you know what? There might be kids listening.
Your mother might be listening.
My mother is listening. She's listening right now.
You're in big trouble.
I'm in trouble now. I talked about finger paints.
Mom, he's a pervert.
I'm not a pervert. I'm just exploratory. Little vodka, little company. I grabbed her knee. What are you typing now, sunshine? Oh, Edison Rex said hi to you. Edison Rex says he's almost done, so we're about to begin the show. It starts in 2 minutes. Ooh, I better get ready. Better get ready. Here are the results from the search you wanted, by the way. None of what you were looking for. I'm going to close it down now because the show is about to start. And yeah. Sunshine is with us, yay. Well, let's hear what Paul has to say.
I had a feeling about this one. This was going to be okay. And I'm kind of just still sitting here. I was transed out too. This was fun. Thanks a lot for listening. Les, our birthday boy, is up next. Wish him a happy 43rd. And Shane's after that. Stick around. You're listening to radio.electromusic.com. Friday nights. I'll wave to the camera. Thanks everybody for watching too. It's fun.
He has a camera. We have a camera too, but the software won't work right.
Anyway, I'm going to finish it up. And we'll segue right into the Chuck Game Show. Les Hall. Thanks for listening.
Woohoo! Thank you, Paul. Alright. Alright. Hope everybody heard that.
Please.
Okay, we're switching
by.
Now. We're switching
Please
now.
Stand by.
Hello, everybody.
Please stand by.
Please stand by.
Happy
birthday
stand by
to you.
Please tickle me with your words.
To you. Happy Mr. President. Oh, I mean,
What? What was that all about? Who's the president?
You're the president.
I'm the president of the show. And I'm the chief executive of the show. Oh, Sunshine just sang me a happy birthday song. A very sultry, sexy happy birthday song, and I'm so happy.
Did they hear?
I don't know.
Did you hear?
What's that? Oh, your boob is vibrating. She, Sunshine keeps her phone in her boob and in her bra. And now she's going to answer the phone at the beginning of the show. Can you believe it? We're trying to do a show here, and Sunshine is getting a phone call. What are we going to do? I don't know. She just ran into the other room, and she's talking on the phone. So, I think she made a date. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song. We're going to get ready. Oh, by the way, a little introduction. This is the game show, the Chuck game show. This show will be Chuck, all Chuck and only Chuck. And it will be the game show, so we know how this goes. Everybody gets to, in the chat room, everybody who's logged into the chat room, and guess what? We have 16 people in the chat room today. Everybody gets to guess at the songs, but there's no guessing Chuck, because Chuck is on every song. You know, every song is made with Chuck. So let's hear this song. Well, not every song. Actually, I included one song that is not Chuck, and we're going to hear that right now. So everybody get ready. Everybody get ready to guess this song. This is a non-Chuck song on the All Chuck game show, but I love this song, so I got to play it. I just got to play it. Here it is. If it ever starts. Come on, song. Turn up the volume. I gotta adjust my levels. And Dr. Steve is cheating. Dr. Steve, you are in the penalty box. Dr. Steve just did a wild guess where he guessed every single thing on the list. He typed it all in. And there is no scorekeeper. Oh, we forgot to make a scorekeeper. Well, Sunshine is here. Maybe she'll keep score. But it doesn't matter because Dr. Steve is getting no points for this song. He's in the penalty box. That's right. No pre-guessing on the game show. That's right, Dr. Steve. I see you typing what? Blue Hell has done it too. Blue Hell guessed Kassin, Gawang, Key Jazz, Antimon, me, Zeb, John, everybody. Dr. Steve and Blue Hell are both in the penalty box for the rest of the song. Shane. Did Shane do it too? Let me scroll up. Let me scroll up and see what Shane did. Shane did it too. Shane is in the penalty box. There are three people in the penalty box. Sunshine is still talking in the other room on the phone with somebody who she cares about. And now there's nobody left to guess about what the song is. You're all in the penalty box for the duration of the song. And maybe the next song too. And if you try to make a break for it, the Keystone Cops are going to come after you. That's right, that's right. Stefan Antimon says, this is an outrage. He's right. Oh, Blue Hell is at... Well, I'm sorry, Blue Hell. You want cookies. You want Carol. You want Sunshine's cookies. But she's in the other room. Talking to her man, or one of her men. Edison Rex wants a point for not messing about. No, you have to actually guess the song to get a point, Paul. That's right. Blue Hell Runs Away. Edison Rex is pounding. He's pouting. He crosses his arms. I don't know. She's saying she's closing out her phone call now. She'll be back soon, Dr. Steve. I don't know if Just Sunshine is going to join you in the penalty box or not. We'll have to ask her when she gets back. Blue Hell is making a run for it. The Keystone Cops are coming after him. Oh, I can't whistle. Hey, Sunshine, can you whistle? Make a whistle like the Keystone Cops, because Jan made a run for it. That sounds like a bird.
That's a pretty good whistle. You didn't ask if I could whistle it, too.
I didn't ask? Well, I don't know. But the big news is that there are three people already in the penalty box, and they all want to know if you're going to join them.
Jan is there again.
Jan is there again.
Can we snuggle?
Paul says plork, and Paul is incorrect. No, it is absolutely not. Dr. Steve says and beans. No.
No beans.
It is not pork and beans.
No beans in the group.
No. And we have 17 people in the chat room now. Wow, we got a bunch of people. What? Sunshine wants me to be quiet. Ow! Sunshine is a nudist. That is true. She's typing that into the chat room. She goes to Hallover Beach in beautiful South Florida.
It's a lovely beach.
I'm sure it's a lovely beach. I'm sure the beach babes are just what I'm looking for. Sunshine says, bring on the olive oil. Dr. Steve has a sordid past. He once won a most nude Halloween costume contest. Dr. Steve, you are sick. You're a sick man. A sick man. Well, the song is over and nobody guessed it. I can't believe it. So there are no points awarded. That was Al Kadeem by Andy in Australia. Bong. Dr. Steve gonged by saying bong. Well, you may as well have bonged because the song is over. Oh, we didn't turn up. Are we listening to... Yeah, this thing is playing us over and over again. With echo. Alright. It is time now to hear my favorite song of the week. This song has not been guessed in the past, yes, Uncle Crunkus, Paul, that's right. It was Al Kadeem by Uncle Crunkus. This song has not been guessed in the past 3 weeks. It is now on the Chuck game show for the fourth time, and nobody's going to guess it, but it's awesome. Listen to this song. No echo in the mix. Let's turn it up. What? Why did it turn off? Oh, there's no sound coming out of the echo. Well, we'll do without the echo. We don't need that. We'll figure out the technical details later. Thank you, Paul, for telling us there's no echo in the mix. Paul says, yeah, I keep playing this. Who else says it? He thinks it's AC/DC. It is not AC/DC. Who hell, Jan? We still have no guesses on this song. And the song is almost over. It's a short song. Paul is guessing. Paul is guessing. Jan is talking about electrons for some reason. I think he's really messed up. I don't know what's going on. Okay. Paul said it is not Krunkus, so we will award Paul 1 point for guessing the most vaguest guess that could possibly exist. Paul gets 1 point. Oh, Sunshine.
Yes, sir.
We need a scorekeeper.
Not me.
Not you.
I got fired a month ago.
You got fired a month ago. That's right. Well, we need a scorekeeper, so if someone would volunteer to score, keep.
It's not going to take good. A vote to keep me from keeping score.
Andy Mon, Stefan, will you keep score? We need a scorekeeper. We need a scorekeeper. We didn't arrange it before the show. The show is totally messed up. This show is fixed. As I always say every show, this show is fixed. We're going to double her salary so she still gets nothing. Sunshine will not do the... Stefan has agreed. Yay. Stefan has agreed. He will be the scorekeeper. No, Paul gets 1 point, Stefan. 1 point for Paul, and there are zero other points awarded. Just 1 point for Paul. And now I'm going to play a song. It's a Chuck song. It's a funny song. And let's play it. Oh, yeah. What are you doing? Texting somebody?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yep, Stefan, now you gotta pay attention. Why is the music so soft? My levels are not right. Let me turn it up. I'll tell you what, I'll turn the microphone volume down.
I'm a puppy and I chew your shoe. All I wanna do is chew, 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 chew the shoe, chew the shoe. The shoe smells like you. Chew the shoe. Think before you get home, I will trash it all about. Cause I'm a puppy.
W. Monk and Edison Rex have both guessed that it is me. It is me. That is true. So, it is not the original keytar, W. Monk. Too loud? Turning it down. Turning it down. Oh, my microphone volume is messed up now. Levels, setting levels. Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. How's that?
I wanna play tug of war.
We're gonna have to reset our levels next show.
Give me that towel. Pull on the towel. Puppy dog.
Okay, adjusting levels, how's that?
All I wanna do is chew, chew, chew.
Let me mess with the master volume.
Chew that shoe. Chew that shoe. Chew that shoe.
Alright, good now.
Smells like you.
Are we better? Now I forgot who got points.
All I wanna do.
See, that's why you're not keeping score.
Antimon is keeping score. Stefan. And there was 1 point awarded to W. Monk and 1 point awarded to Paul.
That's what we're made to do.
Chew the shoe. That's right, Dr. Steve. This is me rapping. It is not from the Paranoid album, W. Monk, I'm sorry to say. W. Monk is reaching for points. I think W. Monk is going to win this week. He's going for it. He's got his game on.
Don't scold me now.
Chew a shoe. It's a puppy dog.
It's my role in life. Because I'm a puppy dog.
None for you, Les. None for you, W. Monk. Thomas Peter. No, you showed up, W. Monk, you showed up before Paul on my particular screen. And we accept guesses that occur at approximately the same time because there's so much latency on the internet. Oh my god, it's 15 minutes into the show and we've only played two songs. We have 22 songs to get through. So I'm going to close that song out and play something really wild. Some really wild stuff. I don't know what this is going to be like. Let's give it a shot. I haven't seen this in a long time. And Blue Hell gonged it. Blue Hell gonged it. That was Frostburn. Collapse iteration. He always did. Frostburn was this cool guy who showed up in the Chuck forum, and he always did mathematical type stuff. And he's going, Sunshine, are you going to participate in the show?
Maybe.
Okay, because you're still typing your message. All right. How about this song? You should know this song. You should know this one. Dr. Steve says Chuck farts. Stefan says Chuck is farting as well. Well, Chuck's a guy, you know. Guys can fart, but women cannot.
Women don't fart.
That's right.
We allow ourselves an occasional poot. That's it.
Yeah, a scooty pooty. It is not Key Jazz, W. Monk. Dr. Steve is not Frostburn. Antimon is not Brosfern. Antimon, you have guessed and you're the scorekeeper. That means you go in the penalty box. The scorekeeper is in the penalty box. That means he can't keep score and it's a free for all. The Keystone cops are going after Stefan. They gotta head over to Sweden to get him. Paul says men never hear women fart until after they are married for many years. Paul would know.
My last husband didn't see me without makeup for 8 years.
Really?
Well, and then I guess it all went south.
Oh, as soon as he saw you without makeup. 1 point for Blue Hell. Blue Hell knows this one. I haven't seen the guess. Did Blue Hell guess? It's a travesty of justice, says Stefan. Yes, the scorekeeper is in the penalty box. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on, but I know this song is made by me, and it's called Boolean Trio. Nobody guessed it. I'm scrolling up. No, Jan didn't guess it. Jan claimed to guess it, but he was incorrect. So Jan is in the penalty box too. Everybody is in the penalty box this show. It's a jail show. I think they're going to get together and make a jailbreak. Okay, W. Monk has gonged the song. How convenient, because the gong is over. I mean, the song is over. Dr. Steve has guessed it, but I already told you what it was, so... Dr. Steve is in the penalty box. Everybody, Sunshine, are you in the penalty box?
No. I've given the olive oil and they're having a great party.
With olive oil?
I'm just watching.
Oh, you're just watching.
Yeah.
Are you at least pressing up against the bars?
Stop.
Oh. All right. Let's play this song and see if you can guess it. How about, this is a good one. Here, let's listen to this one. Dr. Steve is cheating again. There's no use in this penalty box if everybody goes in the penalty box.
Well, I'm going in there if everybody else is in there.
Everybody's in there. It's crowded. It's crowded in jail. Dr. Steve is already in the penalty box, but he goes back. He goes back into the back of the penalty box. Dr. Steve is in solitary confinement.
Over the edge of infinite cliffs, dived into altar rides, visions of
Edison
Messiah,
Rex has called for the Keystone Cops. That's right.
To define untouchable kind.
W. Monk has guessed me, and he is correct. W. Monk gets a point.
Deceived, no reprieve.
Paul has agreed, but he already heard what it was.
Unknowingly shown, divinity owned. To run and hide, impossible but tried. Martyred like smart hurt, covered in dirt.
Dr. Steve has guessed close encounters, but he's in the penalty box, so he cannot win.
Smashing love done and unconditionally flung like mud at crowds of unknown.
All right, that's it.
Unable to drown, to
I'm
die,
springing everybody smile from the penalty box because I can't keep track of who's in the penalty box.
Mangled, salvation
I'm opening the door and everybody
face,
runs out,
some other place, some other
escaping.
Home, some other trace, some, other
some of them give sunshine a kiss on the way out. Everybody's out of the penalty box.
Wait, I'm bringing warm oil.
Well, you can go find Jan because Jan seems to be your buddy. And Jan has guessed it is by an anonymous lady who does the vocals, and Jan is correct. So Jan gets a point, Antimon. Are you keeping score? W. Monk got an unpoint. Jan is cheating again. More cheating.
What are all those words?
Dr. Steve, I don't know if that was close encounter.
Astrolopithecus? Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Yep. Why don't we give a point to Dr. Steve for guessing the close encounters thing? I don't remember if it was close encounters.
Yes, it was.
It sounded like it.
It was.
Okay.
You did it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Dr. Steve gets a point. There are not a lot of points. Dr. Steve says, Les is cheating. I cheat every show. I'm a cheater. What can I say? And there's no song up. Let's play a song. How about this one? Ooh, yeah. Sounds kind of quiet. Let me crank it up. Okay, Andymon, it's 20 minutes into the show. I was wondering. W. Monk gets a point. It is me. Dr. Steve has guessed Car Plus Strong. It is not Car Plus Strong. Paul guessed it's me. So 1 point for W. Monk and 1 point for Paul. And Andymon, I was wondering if you could give a score report. We don't have a lot of points yet. But let's find out. Yeah, it's got pseudo drums. 1 point for Dr. Steve for guessing pseudo drums. W. Monk gets 1 point for guessing that it is Boolean sequencing. Too late, Jan. You're too late to guess me. The current standings are from Antimon. Edison Rex, 3 points. Wow. W1, 3 points. Wow. Blue Hell has 1 point. Dr. Steve has 1 point. Blue Hell has guessed, but he guessed too late. No, Blue Hell, sorry. W Monk got another, so W Monk is in the lead. I can't believe I brought Sunshine all the way over here and now she's typing on her phone.
Look, I have serious business to attend to.
Okay.
I just had to dump somebody via text message.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, he's the one you should feel sorry for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the truth. That's right, baby. Okay. Here's another song. This is a short song. It's only 1 minute long.
Was Boolean sequencing the correct answer?
Yes, it was.
Yay!
Yes, Dr. Steve got a point awarded for pseudo drums. We give points away for free on this show.
I recognize that song.
Do you?
I could guess that.
What is it?
It's what you wrote. You wrote it. It's Chuck music, and it's what you wrote when you were depressed. It's part of your paranoia series.
Yes. That is so correct. Sunshine,
I get a point. Yay!
Sunshine gets 2 points. One for guessing me, and one for guessing. And Dr. Steve gets a point. He guessed me.
I got warm olive oil.
Woohoo! Warm olive oil.
Yeah.
Well, duh. I never thought of warming it.
That's why you have no girlfriends.
I have 2 girlfriends at
whatever
the moment.
Whatever. They're very lucky.
I have.
To have you.
Thank you. I have 2 of them.
I came from the sea also.
Okay, that song is over. That song is over. It's a short song. So let's play this song, which is not a Chuck song, but it's an awesome song. Let's hear it.
So shut up and let's listen.
Okay. Says this is Seb, he is incorrect. Dr. Steve says it is noise, he is incorrect. Incorrect guesses on the Chuck Game Show.
It's no mating elk away in Colorado.
Mating elks? Oh, yeah. Do you have footage of that?
Maybe.
If I was an elk, I would want a man.
You're a man. That says it all.
That's right, I'm a man. Man, I want a mate. Tony Monk says it's Norm Montler, no. Blue Hell says Iron Butterfly, no. Blue Hell has gonged the song. But Shane has said it's Dark Army by Uncle Crunkus. Shane is correct. It is Dark Army by Uncle Crunkus. And Shane gets 2 points. 1 point for naming the song and the other point for naming the artist. Way to go, Shane. And Shane has donated his points to Jan. I can't believe it. Shane is cheating. Shane, you're in the penalty box too.
Okay.
With Carol, with okay. Sunshine. Are you going to share some cookies with Shane?
Cookies.
Just cookies.
Well, that has a bit of a hidden meaning to it, doesn't it?
You're the one who started it.
No, I'm not sharing any cookies with him. I might share my vodka martini, but no.
Okay, share your vodka martini with
him.
Yeah,
maybe.
He's married anyway.
So his wife wouldn't mind.
No, she wouldn't mind. They'll both be at the festival. I get to meet them both. All right. What are we going
to
do next?
Oh, you have to
play.
Take pictures.
Yeah, with my phone cam. And I have to email every picture to me, which is like a 16-step process. Blue Hell wants cookies, but he's not in the penalty box. For some reason, people seem to want to go into the penalty box now that you're there, Sunshine.
Well, I would certainly hope so. I give great massages.
You do?
You wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know, but I gave you a massage once. Did you like it?
My butt.
I did.
My foot.
Well, I massaged your foot and I massaged your back.
Well, I was drunk and it doesn't count.
Okay.
You only get to touch me below the knees because we're friends.
I know. But I'm going to paint your arm today.
You're going to paint what I let you paint. You're going to paint.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the truth. Let's see. Scrolling up, are there any guesses? Dr. Steve does not get a point for guessing more pseudo drums.
I like Shane's music better.
Well, you're going to hear Shane's music in about half an hour. Dr. Steve has guessed wrong. W. Monk has guessed wrong. It is not me. Shane is cheating.
What's he doing? Cut and paste?
I think he's cutting and pasting because it's like the same thing every time.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds? I think he's eating brownies.
No, Paul, it is not me. Blue Hal, you guessed it is yourself and you are incorrect. It is not a G2 noodle by Blue Hal. Antimon has guessed Key Jazz. Antimon, you're the scorekeeper, you cannot guess. It is not me, Dr. Steve. Nobody is guessing this song. I'll give you a hint. You want a hint? This was a guy who showed up on the forum and in the chat room a while back. But when school started for the kids, he was unavailable.
I don't like it.
Dr. Steve has bombed the song. Okay, the song is over. Sunshine doesn't like it. That was Mr. Cold, Cody. Mr. Cold, yes.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No.
All right, how about this song? I think you'll like this song. Shane is guessing after the fact. Everybody is in the penalty box. Having fun. No points for cheating. What a bunch of crybabies. If there's any debate about who wins the point, Blue Hell says 1 point for Steve. Okay, just because Jan says so, a point for Steve. What? I'm in the penalty box? How am I gonna run the show from the penalty box? 1 point for Steve. By the way, who's keeping score? Antimon is keeping score.
Who's on first?
Who's on first? I can't tell. What's going on? Drink your drink, Sunshine. You haven't hardly touched it.
I'm trying to maintain.
There's a whole big-ass bottle in the freezer.
No, I'm just not going to have one little sippy cocktail.
Dr. Steve wants a point. Antimon says okie dokie. Antimon is in control of the show. Actually, even though it's supposedly my show, I actually have no control over the show whatsoever. The scorekeeper controls the show. The scorekeeper decides who wins.
I have a problem with that.
Why?
Because then everybody ends up in the penalty box with me, and I get tired after a while.
Oh, I don't know what to say about that.
I usually render men speechless.
You do. You have that way about you. Electronic Metal has just joined the chat room. And by the way, let's read off the people in the chat room. We have 17 people here. Blue Hell is here. Blue Jay, Edison Rex, Antimon, Apple CJ. Oh, Apple CJ tuned in. That's cool. Dr. Steve has been here. Dog Bird, Electronic Battle just tuned in. Inventor, that's me. Mono. Mosque is in the woodwork hiding out. Syingo is here. Rob Soul, Shanester. Shane is here. Shane Morris. Who, by the way, has a show after this one. A wonderful Spaceport 09. They're going to visit Neptune.
Ooh.
And check out the ammonia oceans.
Oh, I would love that. It's better than going to Uranus.
Excuse me. I wouldn't. I just worked on the show.
I'm going to fire your ass.
The show is going to be sunshine next week.
The Sunshine and Ginger Show without Les. The
Sunshine and Ginger Show without Les. I got fired. Oh, no. Okay, and then also Strobe and Sunshine and W. Monk are here. Well, why don't we play some music?
Good thinking. Since it's called a music show.
How about this one?
Turn the mic off at least, you brat.
She just grabbed me with her talons.
And they're short.
They're short. They hurt. Stop that. Don't do that again. No, W Monk, it is not an horn modular. This is a Chuck
right
show, W
head.
Monk. Oh, please don't. That's right. Edison Rex knows. He's telling W. Monk, Thomas Peter, that the whole show is Chuck. Except for the two songs that were not Chuck. But pretty much that's it. I'm having the best time. Sunshine said she's giving me good behavior pills next week. Well, she's trying to train me.
It's a lost cause.
Hey, look at where I was and where I am today.
Yeah, your toilet's clean once in a while.
Yeah, and the kitchen is clean now.
Once in a while.
Yeah, except for last week when you practically
Don't take me there.
Yeah, she...
I had to hit him upside the head with a mop.
Bam! Ow! It was wet and messy, too. Antimon has guessed key jazz. Antimon, you're the scorekeeper. You cannot guess. You're back in the penalty box. You know, I don't think this penalty box threat is too severe. I think I need to make a more severe threat. The scorekeeper is cheating. Okay, I'll tell you what the song is. The song is New Year 1 by Key Jazz. Oh, somebody guessed Key Jazz. Antimon guessed Key Jazz. Antimon gets a point. Antimon, award yourself a point for guessing Key Jazz because it was, in fact, Key Jazz. And I was wrong about that. It was in fact, Key Jazz. Alright, how about this one? I don't know if I can talk when I play this. Let's listen.
Maybe you should try shutting up for a minute.
I should. Well, that didn't work out very well.
Duh.
Well, we have a little bit of problems here on the Chuck Show because on the game show because the CPU is just not powerful enough to handle all the Chuck that I throw at it. So, the reason there was no sound, folks, is because I played a CPU-intensive program while also trying to run the show controller, which was stupid. Okay, let's play this song and see if you can guess it.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, everyone.
Thank you all for coming. This is
Motmos. This is
Motmos. Woo! Shut up.
Well, Motmos is not the song.
I don't care. Shut up.
Okay. Whatever you say, babe. I'm going to make you get me another drink soon.
I'm not going to do it.
Uh-huh, I'll get my own drink.
One more piece with Riley Lee, his first half. Then we'll take a short break and come back.
As a matter of fact, I think I will.
Who the hell is this talking?
It's the recording. They'll be done soon. They're going to play music. I gotta get a drink.
Well, you're supposed to make that happen. You're the hostess.
I'm the host on a break. Hold this. I got a pee too. Okay, I'm back.
Oh, joy. That makes it more exciting, right?
Well, it's something. I mean, besides just music.
Oh, it's beautiful music, but it's very faint.
Well, it's faint to you, but if you look at the levels, you see it's pretty strong for them.
I don't know what that means.
That's a VU meter. And when it goes up, it means it's loud. For them. I gotta work it. I gotta work it so that it's louder for us. Okay, there's only 15 minutes in the game show. I guess we'll just wait to see what Antimon says, who is the winner. We hardly played all the songs. You want to hear more of this song, Sunshine?
I like it.
Okay.
But I'm not your target audience.
I think my target audience likes what you like.
I think they're going to sleep.
They're going to sleep? Well, let's wake them up. Let's wake them up with a new song.
That's the kind of music that I like to go to sleep by.
Well, this won't put you to sleep.
Or like
laying
on the beach with my headphones on with the sand and the crabs.
I'll make you a CD. I'll make you a CD. With all that kind of music on it. When I get a CD player. Okay. Here is the song that everybody is going to recognize. Let's listen to this song. Let's hear some guesses. I know you know this one. Yes, Dr. Steve, I gonged the song.
I'd write a million lines.
Oh, yeah.
Coding day and night.
Chuck's song will not do. Dr. Steve says go on. W. Monk says go on. 1 point to Dr. Steve and 1 point to W. Monk.
Our data types are strong. We give our programs for free.
Yeah, the sunshine is clapping.
So turn the music on.
She likes this.
Come on,
Antimon, Wang,
me.
Chuck. That's right.
Chuck it up. Spork down.
Chuck it up.
Let
there's
the
sun burn
on the time.
Chuck it up.
Spork down.
Chuck it up.
Get the syntax and the style.
Ooh, yeah.
Everybody.
Chuck it up.
Everybody
wants chunk tonight. Everybody wants chunk tonight.
Blue Hell gets no points for gibberish. He's typing in strange, weird things. No points for Blue Hell.
So just type chunk food.
As a matter of fact, Blue Hell might get caught by the Keystone cops for
deep in the CPU.
Blathering in public. He's intoxicated in public.
We have concurrency.
You better watch it, Blue Hell, or the Keystone cops are gonna get you.
Hold baby Chuck with me.
Woo.
To help me finish this rhyme. Chuck it up.
Chuck it up.
Spork down.
Chuck it up.
Let the stranger handle time.
Chuck it up.
Spork down.
Chuck it up.
Chuck it up. Get the syntax and the style.
Everybody write chunk tonight.
Everybody
write chunk tonight. Everybody write chunk tonight. Everybody write
chunk tonight. Everybody
Blue Hell says he's not intoxicated.
Now
he's just self-medicated.
Luck,
yeah, right, Blue Hell. Shane is pleased with your vocals. Sound is here. Welcome, sound.
Celebrations will spread the word. Everybody hack chunk tonight. Everybody
hack chunk tonight. Everybody hack chunk tonight.
Alright, that was very good.
Well, there's something I have to do.
What do you have to do, baby?
I have to sing you happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Is that okay, boys? Girls?
Yeah, because it's my 43rd birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Oh. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my brother. Happy birthday to you. Thanks, boys and girls.
That was a special thing. We had our arms around each other, and she sang happy birthday to me. On my birthday, which is today, not near today, but exactly today, my 43rd birthday, 42 was a good year. And 43 is going to be an excellent year. And Dr. Steve W. Monk and Antimon have all wished me a happy birthday. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I like it so much that I'm going to play a short song and see if anybody guesses it. Nobody guessed it. That was Ben Zimmerman, It's Your Birthday All the Time. What an appropriate song.
How appropriate is that? It should be your birthday all the time. Every day that you wake up and you're looking down at the daisies instead of up at the daisies is a great day.
That's true. That's very true. I believe that.
Well, when you get to be my age, you'll believe it even better.
Yeah. Alright, what am I going to do? Play more music?
Well, I hope so. I think it's called a music show for a reason.
Okay. I have more music. Here's one. Before you came over.
Today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn, camera's falling off. Okay, W. Monk gets 1 point for guessing it's a Boolean sequencer. He is correct. Antimon?
Well, if you guess Boolean sequencer about every third song, you're going to be right once in a while.
That's true. But at least I can't guess Chuck, which they were doing last show. They were guessing Chuck on every song, and then it was like true half of the time.
Well, yeah, you get 50% of the vote that way, silly boy.
Yep. Yeah.
Say hello to your mother.
Thank you, Mom, for the happy birthday.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, Mom. Hi, Mom.
Thanks for joining. Now you know what your son does on Friday nights. Woohoo.
That's right. My mom is listening. Hi, Mom.
You said that already.
I know.
Don't get mushy.
Okay. Antimon is laughing hysterically. He's crying in tears.
I would be too if I had to listen to this all night.
He has to. He's a scorekeeper. Oh, wait a minute. We're not playing music. We gotta play music. Oh, yeah. We played that one.
You think?
We played that one too. Let's play this one. Doop, 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 doop. Oh, we played that one. Let's play this one.
Please get your act together.
I never have my act together on this show. What are you talking about? How many times are you going to clean that monitor?
57 and a half.
Okay. Clean this one, too.
Oh, I missed a spot.
What is going on there?
I'm
going
to charge you for maid service.
Don't press too hard. Blue Hell is cheating. Blue Hell goes into the penalty box with
Hello.
Sunshine.
Blue Hell, hi honey.
And we have a score report from Antimon. Blue Hell 1, Antimon 2, Sunshine 2, Edison Rex 3, Dr.
Steve
5.
Olives into the penalty box.
W Monk has 1,000,000 points. You're bringing olives?
Yeah.
Olives?
Yeah.
On like skewers? Little martini skewers?
No. Olives of all size and shape and flavor.
Oh, excellent.
Burst your taste buds out.
I love olives.
Looks like Antimon has to pee.
Antimon is using unary notation.
Yeah, he has to go.
Maybe he has to go. If you gotta go, you gotta go. Yep, Howard is on the show.
You're so patient, honey. Thank you.
Now, Howard apparently has a problem with an SQL. It's a database problem.
Oh my god, I have that problem all the time.
Do you?
I
never
it's
do.
It's called SQL stands for squeeze legs.
I don't think so. It stands for server query language.
SQL is squeeze legs.
Well, you need to do that.
In
the
app. That's what my trainer says at the gym.
Oh, really? Do you still have a trainer?
No.
I thought you were going to a gym that had a trainer.
I was, but I couldn't afford it.
Oh. I'll be your trainer. You're more like my trainer. It's the other way around.
Please.
It's the other way around.
I'm going to have a laughing fit on the floor.
Oh my god, there's only 2 minutes left to the show. This song is over. Nobody
Yay.
Has guessed it. And I believe, let me scroll up. I believe that,
happy birthday.
Scrolling carefully.
To you.
W Monk is the winner.
Happy birthday.
W Monk has won. Let me get a final confirmation from Antimon, our scorekeeper.
Happy birthday, Woo. Dear Les.
Happy birthday to me. Okay, Antimon, can you give us a final score report? I believe that W Monk has won. W Monk is the winner. TP, congratulations, TP. Thomas Peter W Monk. Woody Monk, by the way, his nickname W stands for Woody. I don't know what that means. But, Thomas Peter.
Woody's
the winner.
Station wagon from back in the late 50s.
Yeah, I love those. With the wood on the sides, mm-hmm. That is so damn cool. You can probably still buy them. Antimon has given us a final score report. Dr. Steve, 5. Edison Rex, 3. Sunshine, 2. Antimon, 2. Scorekeeper got some points. Blue Kel, 1. And we're waiting.
Dr. Steve.
W Monk. Come on, let's hear the rest of the score report.
Doctor Steve wants to play Doctor.
Doctor Steve, do you want to play Doctor with Sunshine?
In the penalty box.
I highly recommend it. Although I've never experienced it myself.
He says he's honorary runner-up. He's not. He's the winner.
Well, we're waiting to W. Monk. Oh, wait. Scroll up. W. Monk, 8 points. W. Monk, 1. Dr. Steve is in second place. Okay, everybody, get ready for Shane. Shane, Spaceport 09. We're going to explore Neptune and check out the ammonia oceans and the cliffs on Neptune.
Have fun, boys and girls.
Have fun. Ta-ta. So long. Goodbye until we meet again. La-da-da-da-da. Shane is switching. Goodbye, everybody.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Yeah.
Happy trails to you.
I'm going to hit disconnect.
Yeah, good.